Crude oil and stocks are falling hard this morning. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. At the open just now, stock prices fell so briskly that automatic limits kicked in to pause trading for 15 minutes. The Dow at the moment is down 1,986 points. That is 7.7%. The S&P 500 is down 7.3%. That's when the trading stopped, around 7%. Uncertainty about the COVID-19 virus's effect on profits and economic growth around the world is at the center of this. We'll have a separate surge downward in the crude oil market today. We'll get to that in a second. First, stocks. Let's go live to Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, monitoring the unfolding situation.
Yeah, David, the S&P 500 opened down more than 170 points. And within that first 5 minutes of trading, the S&P had plunged 208 points. That triggered the stock market circuit breaker you mentioned. And the Securities and Exchange Commission created the circuit breaker back in 1988 after the big stock market crash of 1987. The circuit breaker pauses trading if stocks fall by a certain amount, specifically before 3:25 p.m. Eastern time. If the S&P 500 drops 7%, trading pauses for 15 minutes. That's already happened. Now, if it falls another 13%, there's another 15-minute break. And if the S&P plummets 20%, trading stops for the rest of the day.
And some of the biggest losers so far?
Energy stocks like Exxon and Chevron in the wake of an oil price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia. When the market opened, they were both off about 14%.
All right. Thank you very much. Government bonds are in such demand as people swap out of stocks that the 10-year interest rate dropped below 0.4%, a new low. And the market for corporate bonds has shown signs of creakiness. Economist Julia Coronado is with Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Greetings.
Good morning.
So companies trying to raise money by issuing bonds ran into a problem on Friday?
Yeah, the corporate bond market, where large companies tap to get lots of cash, really was showing signs of strain last week and towards the end of the week. Basically, it was very difficult to trade corporate bonds, and the market effectively stopped functioning by the end of the week.
What, a mismatch between what companies thought the risk was and the intervening banks thought the risk should be, or what was causing the problem?
So when investors are starting to reassess the valuation of companies in sort of the rapid way that things have been evolving, then making prices gets more difficult. And so banks become more risk averse in terms of making those markets and matching buyers and sellers. And so the liquidity in the market really dried up. And that's usually an early warning signal that we're going into a stress situation, because that market is subject to stress earlier than other markets.
And it's something that the policymakers at the Federal Reserve watch closely?
Absolutely. The corporate bond market is something that the Fed in particular watches very carefully, because those credit spreads are a very reliable early indicator of recessions.
They needed more confirmation that there was stress out there. Could have told them.
Yeah. Well, they're injecting liquidity this morning. They're probably going to do more before it's all over.
All right. That's Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much for this.
My pleasure.
And with Saudi Arabia increasing oil production, possibly despite Russians who did not want to cut production, the price of oil is down 21%, $32.48 a barrel now, the biggest drop in nearly 30 years. With Super Tuesday top of mind this week, we wanted to give you an offer so super that you would not want to miss it. Give $30 today to get our brand new Marketplace t-shirt designed especially for super fans like you. Now, your support is so important to what we do, and now we need you more than ever. Become a Marketplace investor and cast your vote for independent journalism. Donate today at marketplace.org. Thank you. As money goes into U.S. government bonds, some of that money is coming out of poorer emerging market countries with their own challenges given the global realignment happening. Ian Bremmer is founder of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Thanks for connecting here.
Good to be with you, David.
This is a special challenge in parts of the world that are not as industrialized.
Of course, especially because the backdrop is challenging. The global economy was already softening. A lot of big investors, they weren't looking to put more cash in emerging markets. And now those countries look scarier. So whether it is Modi in India or Bolsonaro in Brazil, the challenges in the next 6 to 12 months, especially if this coronavirus plays out in their own countries with outbreaks, you know, never mind the problems of supply chain and global slowdown, they're the ones that are going to get hurt the most.
All right. This is a healthcare emergency. There are no benefits to pestilence, but there are global shifts going on. Do you think a country like, I'm thinking Mexico, might pick up some business as supply chains to Asia are called into question?
Absolutely, David. One thing that you are going to see is a tipping point towards deglobalization and regionalization. Suddenly, companies are finding that having awful lots of labor in China, the factory of the world, makes them really vulnerable to disruption. So I think a lot of the supply chain and manufactured goods and services that had been in comparatively cheap labor in China is going to shift. And definitely Mexico will be a major beneficiary of that.
Do you see any historical precedents to help us understand how to parse this coronavirus challenge?
I guess what I would say is we've had all sorts of major global crises that cause big discontinuities. We had most recently 2008 and before that 9/11. The big difference now are that the politics are so much less coordinated and resilient. We just don't have the willingness to rally around our president in the United States. And we just don't have the willingness of the G7 leaders or with, say, some of our antagonists to put their differences aside and say we have to have coordinated leadership. The silver lining is there's a lot more wealth, there's a lot more science, and we have seen that doctors and pharma companies and others around the world have worked much more capably at trying to identify and respond to the coronavirus than anything we've seen in humanity's history.
Ian, thank you. The Dow has now bounced off its lows. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.